Onions are one of New York's most valuable crops. In fact, last year the state ranked fourth in the U.S. in acreage. Whoops, in acreage and value. And most of New York's onions are sold in the fresh market as bulbs. Onion thrips, or thrips tabaci, are a major onion pest in New York, and left unchecked, they can reduce bulb yield by up to 50%. And they're also a vector of iris yellow spot virus. And iris yellow spot virus, or IYSV, causes necrotic lesions on the leaves of onions. And again, left unchecked, this can also significantly reduce bulb yield. And on the left here, you see infected plants, and on the right are healthy plants. In the US, it was first detected in Idaho in 1989. And since 2000, it has become widespread throughout the West. And in 2006, it was first confirmed in New York. It is a TOSPA virus, and TOSPA viruses are plant viruses that are spread by thrips. And IYSV in particular, it has a plant host range that includes allium species, such as garlic, as you see here, and of course onions, and as many as 47 different species of weeds. It is transmitted by thrips tabaci. It is only acquired by first instars and only transmitted by second instars and adults. And this is important to note as far as the epidemiology of the virus goes, because an uninfected adult thrips can fly to an infected plant, feed on that plant, and not acquire the virus. It has to be acquired by the first instar. It has to be, the plant has to be a reproductive host. And it is not seed transmitted, so onion thrips really are the vector of this pathogen. And so we have a question. How does the virus come to infect onion fields each season? And the first possibility is that it's reintroduced each year. And transplants, most notably transplants from Arizona, where New York State gets the majority of its transplants, and also is a state that's known to have IYSV in the past. Over the past 2 years, we've extensively tested transplants from Arizona and found that none tested positive for the virus. So we can kind of discount that possibility for now. And imported bulbs, there's a practice in New York's onion industry where growers will import marketable bulbs from out of state, possibly states with IYSV, and they will repackage those onions under their own label and sell them. And of course, any spoiled bulbs will be culled. And these cull piles are located throughout the region, the onion growing region, and they can be a source of inoculum, but it's very few and far between that these cull piles are. So that's not likely a source for widespread infection, more maybe a local source. And so the second possibility is that it persists through the winter and stays in the field or around the field throughout the year. And volunteer onions that are infected that are left in the field can be a source of inoculum for the following season, but those volunteers are usually removed from the fields very early in the season, and of course are taken to cull piles. And again, these cull piles are sporadic throughout the region, maybe a source of local infection, not really very widespread. And of course, what is very widespread are weeds. And these four species, burdock, dandelion, curlydock, and chicory, have all been tested as positive for IYSV in New York State. And prickly lettuce tested positive for the virus in Colorado. And all five of these species are common in New York State. So for our objectives for this study, we want to identify weed species that are both hosts for reproducing thrips tabaci, again, because they can only acquire the virus as first instars. And we want to estimate the abundance of onion thrips larvae on those weeds. For the second objective, we want to estimate the abundance of those weed species. And for the third objective, we want to describe the temporal patterns of onion thrips larvae populations on those susceptible weed species. And all of my data was collected in the Elba, New York muck region, which is the second largest onion producing region in New York State, at these five locations throughout the area. And at each of these locations, over the course of the growing season, from early in the growing season through onion harvest, we collected on 10 sampling dates. And for the weed population study, we took 10 counts at each of those five locations in a quadrat such as this. And for the thrips larvae populations, we collected plant material from up to five plants for each of the weed species, for each of these weed species at each of those five locations. And because because thrips larvae are very difficult to identify, we reared them to the adult stage on cabbage discs. And for the first objective, we found that 14 of the 26 most common non-summer annual weeds were found to be hosts of onion thrips. And non-summer annual, that is important because we want to find a bridge through the seasons from fall to spring for the inoculum. Summer annual weeds won't be an issue because if a summer annual weed is infected, that means that you already have the virus in the region, and of course it's not seed transmitted, so it won't spread the virus through seeds. And of those 14 species, we found that three of them, common burdock, curly dock, and dandelion, have tested positive for IYSV in the past. And we found that common burdock hosted the most, on average, the most number of onion thrips larvae. And so for the second objective, we found that dandelion were by far the most abundant weed species throughout the region. And if you compare the abundance of dandelion to the relative number of onion thrips larvae, you can see that while on average per plant there are fewer onion thrips larvae on dandelion, it's 20 times more abundant throughout the region. So we feel that if any of these species are important, it may be dandelion as the most important. And for the third objective, what we have here is the temporal patterns of the thrips, onion thrips larvae population. And as you can see, we have two scales here. The one on the left is for weeds, which are the solid lines, burdock, dandelion, and curly dock. And on the right, we have the scale for the onion crop itself, the dashed line. And what we found was that we have two main peaks of larval populations in weeds, and possibly a third minor peak towards the beginning of the season. And what we feel is happening here at this point is that these thrips larvae on the onions are emerging as adults and possibly carrying the virus with them into the onion fields. As you can see, the onion field population grows steadily throughout the season. And at the end of the season, as growers become more lax with their insecticide applications and as onion fields are being harvested, thrips will move around from the harvested fields into fields that have not been harvested yet, and of course back into the weeds. So we have two main areas or periods of migration. One from weeds into the onion fields, and then at the end of the season from the onion fields back into the weeds, where they have known to overwinter and possibly infect these non-summer annual weeds. So in summary, of the 14 species found to be reproductive hosts of onion thrips, three were also known hosts of IYSV. And of these weed species, dandelion was by far the most abundant. And larval onion thrips populations on these weeds peaked early in the season, around the time of onion crops being established in the onion fields, and then at the end of the season again as onions are being harvested and onion thrips move into the weeds from the onion fields. So for IYSV management, we feel that onion fields adjacent to areas where these weeds are most abundant may be at higher risk for IYSV infection, and control of these weeds may potentially reduce the persistence of IYSV in the nearby onion fields. And finally, timing insecticide applications to coincide with adult migration from weeds into onion fields may reduce the population of viruliferous Thrips tabaci. Thank you, and I'll answer any questions you might have. Yes?
Was there another common species of thrips that were reproducing on these plants? If so, was there an association between its abundance?
The question was there another species of thrips that was also reproducing on these weeds? And was there a relationship, again?
Between its abundance
and the onion? The most abundant other species of thrips I found was western flower thrips, and they're mostly on asters. And I didn't see any correlation between the two populations. If anything, I found that the onion thrips were not on flowering weeds as much as they were other weeds.
Other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.